welcome to the Goal Lines Podcast, your Mid-Missouri football guide. If you don't already subscribe, find us on Apple Podcasts and Google Play.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's installment of the News Tribune Football Podcast featuring the Capital City Cavaliers. I'm your host, Tony Hawley. I'm sitting here with Kyle McAravey of the News Tribune, and before Kyle and I start to break things down this week, let's listen to a little bit of Kyle's conversation with Cavaliers head coach Joe Collier.
Well, Coach, congratulations on getting back into the win column. Had a chance to kind of look back at the Jeff City game now. Did anything new jump out to you about your guys' performance in that matchup?
Well, nothing exactly new. We just really, you know, there's always things to fix, even with a marginal victory like that. There's things that you can keep guys hungry, we can talk through, and then just make sure we're staying in tune with how we need to get better.
You mentioned, you know, things to fix it. You know, when your offense goes 7 for 7, I think, was the starters out there, and, mm-hmm. and defense, you know, holds the other team under like 70 or 80 yards. Mm-hmm. What are you looking at as kind of those main things to still tune up this week?
Assignment, arguing your gaps defensively. You know, the little things, technical things that, you know, when you play teams that you play this week that, you know, have been traditionally winning games, and they got really good coaches that help those kids understand the same thing you're trying to help your kids understand. Not that any other coach isn't. I'm just saying that they do it at a high level, provenly. Then you can't make the same mistakes. Every little error you make, they're going to capitalize on it. And so you have to talk through those things.
Kind of along that line, you're lining up against Elias this week, mm-hmm. team that's kind of, you know, knocked you guys down the mm-hmm. last few years.
Yes.
You know, how's the feeling been in practice as you get the guys ready to face, you know, another real tough competitor on the other side?
Right. And you know, going back to the game that we lost, we feel like that we could have won, just a lot of missed opportunities. And so that's the things that you clean up. You see where you could have, you know, you could have had a, you know, a victory, or you could have fared better in that game if you don't miss opportunities, if you don't get yourself into your gaps, you don't drop balls on offense, you don't miss blocks, and, you know, run a little harder, those type of things. And I think when you battle tested like that in those games, and you don't want to miss opportunities again, you fare better and you do better if that's what you want to do.
All right, that was Cavaliers head coach Joe Collier. And Kyle, you know, we talked about how last week was a big week. They got a big win on a big week. I think 49-7 is a pretty commanding performance against the Jays last week.
Yeah, and you know, you could talk about the score, you could talk about the yards, you could, you know, whatever you want to talk about. The Capital City was pretty dominant all the way throughout, which
yeah.
was pretty important coming off the first loss of the season.
Sure.
To come out and just, you know, be a force.
Yeah. So I got to imagine that getting a commanding victory like that against the Jays was something that I don't know that anybody maybe expected, but it's sure nice when it does happen. And the fact that you can really put a decisive stamp on that game had to be huge just for the Cavaliers. I'm sure they were confident already, but that's got to do wonders for just your kind of your self-esteem after a dominant win like that.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, they came into that matchup with the same record each of the last 2 years, coming off the first loss of the season to Rockbridge.
Okay.
And you know, 2 years ago they got the win. Last year the loss to Rockbridge kind of spiraled a little bit. You end up losing to Jefferson City. You end up losing to Elias the next week, and you know, just season spirals a little bit
right.
through that middle third. Getting that win to really, you know, bounce back and show that you've still got it together, but not just got it together, can put together an incredible performance start to finish.
Well, and I think just the fact, like you said, it's the fact that you do it in multiple facets. You know, your defense is, you know, does not give up a defensive score, basically get a special team score. Your offense is able to score almost at will. So it's almost like you just go, oh, it wasn't just one thing that propelled them. It was like you got that complete game effort you're looking for that every coach wants.
Yeah, the offense, the offensive starters were 7 for 7 scoring touchdowns.
Is that any good?
It's hard to tell. The defense, I think, gave up fewer than 80 total yards.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure it was 3 first downs total.
Okay.
1 came on the first series, and then so 2 total after that.
Wow.
It was just a fantastic overall performance all over the field. The one issue was, some pretty strong winds that night. and, the one time Capital City kicked it deep into the wind, it ended up on the one instead of in the end zone like it is just about every other time
right.
Winston Schofield kicks it. And, Capital City hasn't had to do a lot of kick return or kick return coverage this
yeah.
year because Schofield's been so good at getting touchbacks. And it ends up being an issue because Kendrick Johnson's a fantastic athlete.
Yeah.
So, that's kind of the one bad play in the whole night is just caused because the wind knocked down a kickoff.
Yeah. So it's you mentioned it, you not only kind of righted the ship after that first loss, but you're able to kind of get things back, humming, which is good going into this week because again, it's not only is this a big game because you're going to be taking on Helias this week, but it's also a Helias team, coming off its first loss of the season. So it's going to be kind of even more, I think, important because you're going to have a wounded team that you're going to be playing tonight.
Oh, and Helias is going to be mad.
Right.
So,
right.
You could look at it as you're facing a team that's, as you say, wounded, coming off that first loss and maybe they let it spiral a little bit. Maybe it gets in their head.
Right.
Or maybe they're real mad
right.
and they play, better than they have all season trying to rebound.
Yeah, exactly.
It's hard to tell coming in. But yeah, Capital City playing about as well as it can, as efficient as it did last week is going to be really, really important. On that
absolutely. So just to set the table for tonight's game at Capital City, both teams come in 4-1 overall. Both teams come in 1-3-1 in the CMAC. Both teams come in with that one loss in the CMAC to Rockbridge. I think the big thing for both teams, I think, was in both of those Rockbridge games, there were chances.
Mm-hmm.
Helias lost last week, ends up being 29-22 in overtime, where they kind of had a chance at the end of regulation to kick a field goal that would have given them a buffer, and then they give up a late score that then forces overtime, and then they lose in overtime.
And we're up 2 scores in the second half.
Yeah, exactly. So you've got that, and then you feel like you go back a couple weeks, and the 25-13 loss the Cap City had to Rockbridge, both those games have plays where you can go, maybe something hinges on this or that, where you go, but for a play here, but for a play there, all of a sudden maybe you're both winless or undefeated coming into this game rather than having that one loss. So I think it becomes even more important from the standpoint of you just go, okay, both teams kind of want to put that loss behind them, and the easiest way to do it is then go, okay, who's the next, kind of second place team in the conference right now? Well, it's the two of them.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there's just a whole bunch going into tonight's game.
Yeah, absolutely. And kind of the way you're describing the loss to Rockford is similar to how Coach Collier described it when I talked to him, was, there's a missed opportunity here, a missed opportunity there, and then that game swings a whole different direction.
Right.
Right. So you can look back on that and say, oh, darn, we,
right.
couldn't get it done in the big moment. Or you can look back on it and say, we were one play different.
Exactly.
Away
yeah.
from being undefeated, being at the top of this conference
yeah.
right now.
Yeah.
And yeah, Helias absolutely has that too with the loss to Rockbridge. And I think that's really been a confidence booster for the Cavaliers
sure.
going in. And the last couple of years, the games with Rockbridge specifically have all been very close. And it's been kind of that, you're just one step away. The
right.
matchups with Helias have been a little different the last 2 years.
Right, you're right.
It's not you're one step away, it's you were a couple of steps away.
Sure.
Maybe this year is when you take those couple of steps.
Yeah. So I guess if there is something that may be those couple of steps that they take, is there a thing that maybe that the Cavaliers have focused on this week in practice in terms of if we do this better or if we clean this area up, maybe we've got a better chance of pulling off the victory tonight?
Even from the big win last week, Coach Collier was saying there were some little things to clean up
okay.
that, aren't mistakes in the totality of the Jefferson City matchup, but would be against Helias.
Sure.
Or would be against Rockbridge. That's kind of like a guy was slightly off in his where he lined up, and Helias is going to take advantage of that.
Right,
if
right.
they see it. Right. You know, so it's little kind of technical stuff like that that turns into the possibility of a mistake.
Okay.
More so than, like, anything major.
Okay.
But just a little bit here, a little bit there, you know, Capital Cities. Of course, ball control is always a focus.
Sure.
Because that's where this game turned last year. Capital City was in it in the third quarter, and then fumble, touchdown, fumble, touchdown, fumble, touchdown.
Right.
And 3 minutes later, they're not in it.
Right, right.
You know, so ball control is going to be a major, major thing.
Yeah.
And then it's kind of being able to use that second and third option. Helias is coached so well. Big game
sure.
plan so well.
Yeah.
They're able to take away the first option that any team wants to do.
Right. Right?
That's kind of like their big thing defensively is they completely contain that number one option.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's what do you have second? What do you have third?
Right.
And Capital City's been doing a very good job so far this year of getting to those different options, making them viable choices
sure.
in a way that they haven't necessarily been the last couple of years.
Yeah. How much of this tonight maybe then becomes a case of, you know, just the I don't know, the belief maybe in the fact that you can get Helias? Because I think we thought last year they had a puncher's chance, and they did for a while. And like I say, the mistakes then hurt them. How much of this maybe is just a mental thing going, not we think we can beat them, but we can beat them? So, I mean, how much is this just a matter of instilling in these players the fact that, yeah, you've got more than a puncher's chance tonight. You got a real shot.
I think that's where the Rockbridge game comes in.
Okay.
Where you say, like, you can look at that and say, you had a legitimate shot.
Yeah.
Right. You had that puncher's chance.
Right.
And Rockbridge just beat Helias.
Yeah.
So you almost beat Rockbridge. Rockbridge beat Helias. That means you should be able to match up.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
Just transitive property.
Right. Which coaches love when you bring that up,
yeah,
as a reporter.
But I think it's more just kind of the idea of looking into what this game could mean for the program. You know,
right.
Capital City has never beat Helias.
Yeah.
If you, you know, we've talked a couple of times about how each year Capital City takes a step that kind of is the sign that, like, the hard work is paying.
Sure, right.
You know, you get the first winning season, you get the first playoff win, you know, step.
Right.
And now I think beating Helias is that step this year to show guys, like, if you work hard, if you put in the effort, you do the right things, this is a possible outcome.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
And it becomes a little harder if you're doing all of that and then you still lose.
Yeah.
You know, over an extended amount of years, because then it becomes like, well, even when we're doing the right things, we can't beat them.
Right.
But if you're able to come out with that win, you can say, like, look, that's our next thing.
Yeah.
You're able to have a winning season. You're able to win a playoff game. Now you're able to beat Helias.
Right.
And if you can beat Helias, you have a shot at the district.
And while it may not sound like it's the glitziest of goals, I think, you know, every year the CMAC that we've had it's been either 1-2, it's been 1-2, Helias or Rockbridge in that combination. There's never been another team that's been 2.
Right.
So it's like, if you can be the first CMAC team to finish second other than those two, you kind of break a little bit of a stranglehold, and that in itself is kind of a goal. You know, it hasn't happened yet. So while it may not sound awesome, like, hey, we took second, that might be actually a big stepping stone, because no one else in the conference has been able to do it either.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the Rockbridge-Helias game has determined the conference
yep.
every year that the conference has existed,
yep.
right? You can change that.
Right.
You have the possibility to make that no longer true.
Right, right.
And, yeah, like, you know, someone saying, hey, we finished second, that doesn't sound great. You changed the paradigm of this conference.
Right, right.
Sounds a lot better.
Absolutely. So if there's one thing maybe that worries them about Helias tonight, is there any one particular thing that they go, we've got to stop this, or don't let them do this in order to be, you know, to have a chance to come out on top?
You know, I don't know if it's like one schematic thing.
Yeah.
I think it's just that Helias tends to not make mistakes.
Yeah.
Right. So
sure.
if you're going to beat them, you also have to not make mistakes.
Yeah. Sure. Makes sense.
You know, and it was kind of similar with Rockbridge. Like, Rockbridge didn't beat itself in that game. You
right.
got an extra opportunity because Brady Davidson threw, like, his second interception of the year because it bounced off his receiver's hands.
Yeah.
You know, you're not going to get an extra chance or two if you make a mistake.
Right.
So you can't make a mistake.
Right.
I think that's
sure.
kind of where the worry comes in, is like, yeah, you kind of have to play perfect to beat Helias
yeah.
right now.
Okay. How are things looking for the Cavaliers on the injury front? Anything of note that may hamper them coming into tonight's game?
Nope, all healthy, which big change from last year's matchup when they were missing running backs 2, 3, maybe four. You know, so it'll be a fully healthy roster.
Kind good of deal. All right, I guess that gets us to the prediction point of the podcast, and let's ask you who comes out on top tonight.
You know, I told myself coming into the season that I wouldn't get bought into the hype of picking Capital City to beat Rockbridge or Helias until they actually did. Right. They did fall for the hype again against right. Rockbridge. I'm gonna stick to my guns coming into the season
okay.
and say Helias wins 35-28.
All right, that should do it for this week. For Kyle McAravey, I'm Tony Hawley saying thanks for listening.
For more information about this week's game, pick up a copy of the Goal Line section in Friday's News Tribune, and get game updates and more prep sports content all week by following Kyle McAravey on Twitter at Kyle_McAravey, McAravey. Thanks for listening.